ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupas with the latest. Police say a woman who's been found dead during New South Wales flood crisis had been warned about driving through floodwaters. The 60-year-old from Sydney is the third person to have lost their life in the crisis, gripping the Hunter and Mid-North Coast. Police say she'd been driving to Coffs Harbour Wednesday night when a police officer told her to turn back before she continued on, and her body was found in her vehicle on Thursday. A 63-year-old man has also been found dead in his flooded home at Motto near Taree, and another man in his 30s has died near Wauchope. A third man remains missing near Grafton. The severe weather warning for the mid-north coast has been downgraded to advice level. Israel says the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy staff in Washington is a direct result of anti-Semitic incitement against Israel and Jews since the Hamas October 7 attack. They've been identified as Yaron Lishinsky and Sarah Lynn Milgram. They were both shot dead leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Police say the 30-year-old suspect shouted "Free Palestine" after being taken into custody. The Liberal and National parties have restarted negotiations over the future of the coalition just days after splitting. The Nationals say they won't back down on four key policy demands they want included in the new coalition agreement. Senior members from both parties have been pushing for a rethink after the National Party split from the Liberals on Tuesday. A woman and her two daughters remain in a critical condition in hospital after their Chadstone home in Melbourne's southeast was engulfed by flames from an exploding gas cylinder. Police are treating the fire as suspicious and have interviewed a 36-year-old male resident of the home, who they say is not a suspect in their investigation. ABC News.